You know, Ministry of Foreign Affairs has its own internal regulation, internal work that it does. This includes the changing of the head of missions at a given period of time. So those head of state that I recall is a natural administrative work that is done by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to replace and change some of the head of missions who have their terms in service outside has come to an end. And so we have actually about seven head of the mission that are informed with the official letter from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to come back to the headquarters, and will be replaced also by people that will be selected.
So these embassies are not closing down as some people want to call it?
No. Mm-hmm. There's no any closure whatsoever. People should not mix the call and the closure of the missions. Mm-hmm. South Sudan is not closing any mission. We are actually working very hard to add more embassies to what we have now. And so this is just the recall of the head of missions.
Who are
to be replaced by us.
Yes, and which countries are these head of mission coming from?
There are seven countries. We have Eritrea, we have Egypt, we have Sudan, we have Uganda, we have Germany, we have UK, we have India. These are the countries that you have seen. The ministry have wrote the letters to the head of mission there so that they prepare and come back.
There were rumors, of course, that the government is broke and these embassies are not having money for facilitation or even for rent. How far are we with that?
Well, with the difficulties that you are seeing here in the country, you know, where we have difficulties sometimes of paying salaries on time, I think everybody is seeing this. The same thing also applies to the mission, because you are paying mission from our budget here. So any difficulty we get here in the country applies also to our mission abroad. This is just because of our financial constraint. And so we are working, government is working very hard to make sure that the embassies and the salaries of the staff here in the country also is streamlined as we pursue our peace.
Finally, Ambassador, there's this joint committee on the border between Sudan and South Sudan. They are supposed to have a security meeting. And we had this postponed. What's the latest on that?
This committee meeting was supposed to take place in April, actually, but it was delayed for the other reasons. Part of it was the election that took place with the African Union the other time, because in the Secretariat of African Union there, this is where they handle these issues of the border missions and actually do some funding on it. And so it could not take place that time. And now it was expected that here in Juba, the meeting was supposed to take place, but it was also pushed to an unspecified period of time, so that when that time is actually scheduled, then the two committees will come here to Juba and meet. But it hasn't been really set up now. So the two committees are waiting for the time frame that is going to be fixed for them so that they converge here and sit.
Yes, the two countries have been pointing accusations on each other for supporting, you know, opposition or rebellion in the other country. At the moment, how will you describe the relationship between Sudan and South Sudan?
Our relation between Sudan and South Sudan is excellent. We are pursuing a very good relationship, despite the fact that sometimes there are these rumors and allegations that comes up. We are actually handling ourselves in a way that we should not just jump into the media and talk about our differences or abuses. That's why we have this security mechanism on which you can put forward the concerns, the security concerns that we are having. And so South Sudan has been trying to convince Sudan that the only way for us to be able to address issues is to come to this table, the security committee, for us to be able to address ourselves rather than going to the media. So South Sudan and Sudan are working closely to try to forge good relationships that will not be heard by all these rumors. And we hope that we will work those